Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show. Good morning, everybody. This is BJ with Just Stuff, and I am so pleased that you could be with us this morning. This morning, I have with me Reverend Johnny Brown, member of the Pleasant Green Baptist Church, associate minister there. And our topic today is the authority of God and how it applies to our lives. The Word of God is perfect, Psalm 19:7. It's complete. It is true. God is authority over all creation. Genesis 1:1. He is Lord over all creation. God's authority is revealed through his word. God is, God knows, God is our ultimate authority. Reverend Brown, would you continue the discussion on the authority of God on our lives?
First, I'd like to say that I thank God for this opportunity, and I pray that this might be something that you would receive and accept and allow it to work within you, because if you work with God and work with his word, it'll work upon you.
Amen.
Mostly, Sister BJ, I would like to call you that. Amen. The authority or the power, amen, is what we all are looking for. Amen. Authority ways of how we handle certain matters. Amen. Authority is a support or power to influence the thoughts or the behavior. You know, there's authority that works in our system in this world of judges and of police officers, of politicians, of people of Congress, and they all have authority, and it has been given to them, amen, to exercise, use in a proper way that they are able to help, amen, and not hurt or destroy, but to build up and to edify or to give strength. Matthew, in the 7th chapter of Matthew, God had gave authority, you know, to his disciples, amen, mm-hmm. You know, and gave them the power to exercise the things that were necessary for the needs of the common people. And then in the warrant of authority that was given also to man, by Jesus Christ, amen, he allowed us to know that even in the days of Mordecai and Esther, that there was a decree that was sent out to destroy all the Jews by Haman. But yet, mm-hmm. God moved in a miraculous way, amen, using a woman by the name of Esther and Mordecai. Amen. But they had proper authority because of the king, amen, when he had found out what had taken place, amen. Mordecai had her to write, amen, a warrant, amen, an order, amen, that the Jews would not be exterminated, amen. Mm-hmm. So we looking at authority that the world is seem like is going after much more, but it's not that it's not necessary, but it's how it can be used. You remember David, when David being the king and used his authority to take a man's life.
Amen.
Amen. Use his authority to have another's wife. Mm-hmm. Amen. All of this was authority that had been used, and he was able to do it because he was king, but it was not the authority that God had given. Amen. God's authority is much more different.
Amen. Amen.
And we need to realize that, amen, when we come under the authority of God, we must first submit to God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Submit to his rules, his orders, amen, or his decree, amen. We must be able to look at it in the right order. You know, the Bible, the scriptures teach that that we must rightly, you know, divide the word of truth. Amen. So if the word of truth is needed to be divided, or needed to be divided, amen, then we must, amen, being his people, the children of God, exercise it in a most excellent way.
Amen.
Amen. I thank God that he was in Christ and reconciling the world, you know, to himself. Amen. But he taught as one having authority and not as just normal men. You know, there were scribes and there were teachers, amen, and they all brought certain things to the table. But when Christ did, he didn't quote behind other men, mm-hmm. amen, but he quoted, "It is written," amen. Yeah, man shall not live by bread alone. He didn't quote other people saying, amen, as we normally do, amen, to try to reach out and try to cause one to know, amen, what we are talking about, amen. Now, this authority, amen, this power that has been given to us to kind of put down, you know, or given to kings of the Bible said to, we ought to give to them and to know that they have authority over us. Amen. That we might, you know, live a quiet and a peaceful life. Mm-hmm. Amen. A life that, you know, is noble and well accepted. Amen. And we are looked upon in the community, having, you know, the conduct, the behavior, amen, the heart of love and kindness and compassion about things, because we exercise this authority that has been given to us. And it's God gave it because he gave it to kings and he gave it to priests, amen. They were capable of looking at people when they were sick or ill, amen, and they looked upon them and they made a judgment of what was going on or what type of disease they might have, and they were able to exercise a festivity, you know, called the Purim, amen, and this Purim was like they would get a red heifer, amen, but it had to be without spot. Mm-hmm. Amen. It had to be clean, and it had to be used in the right order as God had gave to the priest or whoever was to offer this to the unclean. Mm-hmm.
Amen. In order to make the unclean clean. Amen. The red, like the blood, amen, of Jesus, amen. It represents the life of the flesh, amen. So they had to do it by order. They couldn't do it whichever way that they wanted to do it. And so we're looking at a world that is got a lot of authorities in it, you know, and we should obey them that have rule over us, amen. We should listen to our leaders. Amen. Our government officials, amen. Those who are in charge of handling the things of this world, amen. And to cause things to, you know, to be better, amen. We ought to be able to adhere, you know, come under, amen. And that's what submission is. You coming, you know, under someone and you're allowing them, amen, to lead and to guide, amen.
But no authority, no authority overrides God's authority. No authority. And would you say that the authority that God has given us is not meant to keep people down or to cause people to feel less than? Because God's authority is ultimate. And it should be done his way. And he has to be the guide for people that he has put in place with authority.
Yes, I believe, you know, that, you know, that the authority that he give us, amen, is righteous, amen, because God is a righteous God. The authority that God gives unto us, amen, is that God is true. Amen. He said, I am the way, you know, the truth and the life. Amen. So God's ways are different than our ways. Mm-hmm. And when we come to admit, amen, that the sayings of our Lord and our Savior is right. Amen. And whether we be in authority or no, amen, that we will humble ourselves and will obey his teaching, amen. The world would be in a better place because he said now there were Gentiles and these were people, you know, that wasn't Christians and they wasn't, they had rules and regulations, but they exercised them differently.
Amen.
They were harsh sometimes and they would judge others worse than they would judge themselves.
Amen.
So God didn't want us to exercise where we had respect, amen, in person, or either we treated one better than the other because of their nationality, because of their race, amen, what area of town or community they stayed in, amen. So God wanted us to be honest, amen. And he wanted us to show love, amen.
Operate in love because amen. He is love.
Yeah, if we use let love be our measuring stick, amen. Let love be, you know, our guide, amen. Amen. Then, amen, when we do it, amen, God will get behind.
Amen.
God will get behind what we are doing, and he will cause, amen, us to see a change taking place. Amen. In our community, in our society,
that's
you know,
it.
Among one another, because our relationship will be much better.
Amen.
We will be able to communicate with each other, amen, and we will know, amen, when one is hurting because we will be sensitive in a way. We will have the Spirit of God to try ours by his Spirit, and knowing that if something was wrong with him, we might be able to speak with him in love, amen, and cause him to know that we are his brother. Amen. We are his friend. Amen. And then we seek, amen, to do good by him. Amen. And so I think it's necessary, though, to have when we're having this power, amen, and this authority, you know, it say Jesus one day will put things in order, amen, when he returns. You know, he's going to have the authority going to be given to him, amen. When he died and said, and risen from the dead, he said, all power, amen,
all power
is given unto me, mm-hmm, amen, both in heaven and in earth. And so all rule and all authority belongs to Christ Jesus himself. You know, we talked about building and we talked about ruling and we talked about how people handle their authorities, you know, and that when it's handled in the wrong way, amen, how it destroys or how it tears down, amen. But when we do it the way that God called for us to do it, amen, when we walk by the rule that he has set, amen, when we keep, you know, the peace and our mind, amen, is stayed on him, mm-hmm, amen. When our thoughts are right, amen, and our flesh man being kept in check, mm-hmm, amen. And I believe if we can keep it, because it tries to rule, you know, Paul remember that, amen, the things that I would not.
Amen.
Yeah, he said that I did, that I allowed, not that I would, but amen. He saw that he was having a conflict, amen. And that's the way it is when we trusting in our own knowledge and our own understanding. No, the Bible say, lean not to thy own understanding, mm-hmm, but in all thy ways, all
acknowledge
him, mm-hmm, and he shall what?
Direct
your path. Amen.
Amen.
And from that point of view, amen, to how people rule and how God rules, amen, is much different. But we need to come to, we're living in a time right now, amen, that is calling upon us to look at ourselves, take a closer look, you know, example of our own self, and see where I really stand, amen, see where my life had it been going, or the way it been directed, and had Christ himself been the one that been out in front, amen, or whether I had the lead on my own life, amen. So we need God, we need Christ to come in, amen. We need him to build us up, we need him to set, oh amen, man, that authority, amen, that he has in himself, because he's no liar, the Bible says. He speaks the truth, amen, and his way is right,
amen.
His way is the way of peace, of joy. We want joy. We at a loss now to the things that didn't happen just from 2020, amen, up until right now, amen, and how we looking at things right now, and King Holly see how we are in fear sometimes because we don't know what's gonna happen. But if we trust him and know that, amen, he's a faithful God, amen, mm-hmm, he will deliver.
That's
amen
good.
He will set us free, amen, he will bring us joy, amen, he will come back again, he will set up, amen, his house, amen, where, amen, the righteous can live, amen, and where peace will dwell, amen. We thank God because God is a God of his word, amen. If he said it, mm-hmm, he will bring it to pass. If he said it, he will see that, amen, that it go through, amen. Now this, you know, I look at myself a lot, and I see sometimes I fall short many times, and when I know what I know, it bothers me. It gets on my nerves, amen. It caused me sometimes I'm in a panic state of walking up and down trying to find out what it is, amen. I want God to reveal me to me, amen, to make me to know my ways, to make me to know whether I'm doing what is right. Do I have my heart being made a garrison or fence around it in such a way that I have peace, amen. I got joy in my heart, amen, because, well, I can say, Lord, I tried to do, you know, what you wanted me to do. I tried to live the way, Lord. I tried to treat my brother right. You know, I'm not asking for much. I'm not asking for silver and gold, somewhere like Solomon, amen. He just wanted to have the mind to know how to rule, amen, God's people, amen. He wasn't worried about all the wealth and all those things, yet God gave him that, amen. Sure, and did. God was letting us know right then that everything belongs to me, amen. I own it all, amen. And because you didn't make a request of how much wealth you needed to run the country, and you wanted to know how you can be able to rule the people of God, how you are able to sit down when people are in trouble, amen, and sit down and put yourself right in the position where they are at, amen, and try to look into them and see that, amen, that they are going through something, and you too have also dealt with some problems yourself, amen. And when you can look back at you and see that you have failed and you have fallen short, and God have brought you this far, amen, where you are right now, on the airways and putting you in a place that you never could have brought yourself, amen. But God was using others, amen, to allow you to be, amen, the person that you is right now. And I just want to thank God this morning for Sister BJ, how you, amen, made a way through the word of God reaching to you, amen, telling you, amen, that there's something that we still have to do, amen, to reach out, amen, at others, amen. Ephesians 2, 1, 2, 3, and 5, it says, and you has he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. I was once dead in my sin, amen. I was living physically alive, but dead toward God, amen. Dead toward how my brother was feeling and hurting and the wounds that he had and the trouble that he had been in and what kind of home probably he was risen up in. I was dead toward that, but God made me alive, amen. God woke me up, amen, and caused me to look at life just a little different. It say, where in time past ye walk, according to the course of the world,
amen,
according to the prince and the power. Satan is ruling the powers of the air.
Amen.
And you know, a lot of times, even this mic, amen, sometimes it stagnant, amen, because there's an interference of something in them. You know, I was told about the tables and all of that, man. All of this can go through,
amen,
and cause you not to hear clear,
amen.
And we need to be listening at what God is saying to us. Pay attention and open, ask him to open our eyes, amen, that we might see, amen, the wondrous things out of his law. His law was given to help us to regulate our lives, to live among one another when we are not close, amen. But yet, amen, knowing that the law has a great word of love in it, amen. Love,
amen.
And if we can take love and use love to wrap up everything in the law, Amen. Amen. Do all that we need to do, amen, toward one another, because they can see love. It's an action word. It's showing, amen, that you care, showing that you're concerned, amen, showing that God has a better way, amen. You know, there were certain disciples, certain people, too, that were offered to come to his wedding, you know, and they made excuses why they couldn't come. Amen. But that was the authority that he had to offer, to give, to set one free, to cause one to enter. Amen. To receive the kingdom of God, to be able to come, amen, back to the original, the way it was in the garden. Amen. But he can come back to God. So he bade a supper and he compelled them. And I think that's what's necessary. Sometime we may have to go a little further, amen, in compelling or making them to know it's urgency, it's a need be, amen, that we come to Christ, come to know God,
amen,
come to realize that his way is the only way.
And get to know some of the treasures that we have in God's word. Because if we don't seek him, if we don't surrender to him, then we will never realize what the authority of God means. And God's authority is the ultimate. It's the ultimate. And it's our ultimate authority, no matter what type of authority that others have. God is our ultimate authority, and every other authority that he has given should be looking to him for guidance and how to do things and how to rule according to his word, his will, and his way, and not to be authorities that put people down or hold people back, but operate in the way that God is, and God is love. And the world would be a much better place, but everybody doesn't want to do that. Some people don't want to recognize the authority of God because they want to do things their own way. But ultimately, we're all going to have to recognize the authority of God. When we stand in the place of judgment, we're all going to have to recognize that. So
in Proverbs 29:2, amen, says, when the righteous, you know, are in authority, the people are made glad.
Amen.
Amen. So
amen.
When we have righteous rule, you know, and that would be so great today, you know, if our leaders, amen, if our politicians, you know, if our government officials and things in that nature.
And, you know, we're going to have to close out now. I thank you so much for enlightening us on the authority of God. And if you're listening out there, get your Bible and read and meditate on the authority of God, and let God just fill your heart with his grace and with his mercy and with his love. And, you know, we'll be much better people if we realize that total authority belongs to God. God bless you. Thank you so much, Reverend Brown, for being with us today.
God bless. Amen. God bless and have a great day.
Thank you. You too. God knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come. My contact information has changed. My email address is rosieh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT.